Hey guys, Steve Webb here. As I record this, it's a little past 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. I had some unforeseen home maintenance issues today, fun. And this is actually the first chance I've had today to be able to sit down in the studio, and there's no way I have time to do a show for you, so I'm going to play last season Psalms 87 through 89 episode for you so we stay on schedule. And I'm sorry there won't be an essential segment today, but we'll pick up next Wednesday. And since there won't be a praises and prayer request segment either, please be praying for Adam Curry, who has what should be his last oral surgery procedure today, Wednesday. As I understand it, it's scheduled to be about a 3-hour operation, so please pray that it goes as planned and with no complications, and that Adam has a quick recovery. I know he would appreciate your prayers. And now, here's the show. There's a reason God put you here. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. And today our reading is Psalms 87 through 89. Afterwards, I'll have some thoughts to share with you, and I'm calling today's episode Always Deserving. And since we are in the Psalms, I'll give you a brief introduction before reading each Psalm. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12203. You can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's begin. Psalm 87 is entitled, A Psalm of the Sons of Korah, a song. We've already talked about the sons of Korah on the show, so I won't take time to do that today. And here's what Charles Spurgeon wrote about Psalm 87. This psalm or song was either composed by the sons of Korah or dedicated to them. As they kept the doors of the house of the Lord, they could use this beautiful composition as a psalm within the doors and as a song outside. Psalms chapter 87. He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre, along with Cush, and will say, This one was born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion it will be said, This one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, This one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, All my fountains are in you. The title of Psalm 88 is A Song, A Psalm of the Sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Leanoff, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. This title actually gives us quite a lot of information. Let's break it down. A song. It's meant to be sung, yet this is a very sad song, and it's regarded as one of the saddest psalms. A Psalm of the Sons of Korah. We know that the writer or writers was from the sons of Korah. For the director of music, some translations say to the chief musician. This was either the worship leader or some believe it was written to God. Myself, I tend to believe the latter. According to Mahalath Leanoff, some translations say set to Mahalath Leanoff. This could be a reference to a type of musical instrument or perhaps it was a familiar tune. A maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. Well, a maskil, as we've mentioned before, seems to indicate that this is a special kind of psalm, of great value, useful for instruction or to be meditated on. 13 of the psalms are maskils. Heman the Ezrahite. Well, this name is mentioned in Scripture many times during the times of both David and Solomon. If each mention refers to the same man, he was an exceptional person indeed. He had great wisdom. He was a Kohathite, one of the sons of Korah. He served in temple worship as both a singer and a musician. He was a prophet, and he had many sons and daughters. I would say that given his exceptional abilities, we know that this song was well written. Back to Charles Spurgeon, he wrote, In this psalm, Heman makes a map of his life's history. He puts down all the dark places through which he has traveled. He mentions his sins, his sorrows, his hopes, if he had any, his fears, his woes, and so on. Now that is a real prayer, laying your case before the Lord. Psalms chapter 88. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Night and day I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. The title of Psalm 89 is A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. The name Ethan seems to be a common name among the Jews. There are several Ethans mentioned in Scripture. Ethan the Ezrahite is mentioned in 1 Kings 4:31 as a man of great wisdom. That verse says, he, Solomon, was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan the Ezrahite, wiser than Heman, Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol. So it seems from this verse that Ethan the Ezrahite was second only to Solomon in his wisdom. Psalms chapter 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision. To your faithful people you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock my Savior. and I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant, and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, in Psalm 87, we read how God loves Zion, used in this case to mean Jerusalem. There's an obvious tone of joy with this psalm. But Psalm 88 is full of anguish. The writer is pouring out his heart to God. In the opening, he confesses that God is his Savior and then immediately begins telling God about his anguish. And he seems to wrap up by saying that it is God who has put him in this place. And yet, remember how the author opened, with a confession that God is his Savior. So, as bad as things are, there is hope. And then Psalm 89 began with praises to God with all of his love, majesty, faithfulness, might, righteousness, and justice. And the covenant that God made with David is remembered, but David's descendants have forsaken God's law, and therefore God has withdrawn his protection and blessings from Israel. And then the psalm ends, much as it begins, with promises of eternal praise to God. Beloved, the fact is that despite outward circumstances, God is worthy of praise. He is worthy when life is good, and he's worthy when life is hard. He is our Savior in both places, in both times, both circumstances. He doesn't change, but our surroundings do. He is eternal, but our lives here on earth are just a spark, a fleeting moment in time. But despite the short span of our life, we do have a responsibility to make it matter. There's a reason God put you here. You're not an accident. Your life has purpose. What is that purpose? Well, for each of us, the primary purpose is to bring glory to God. Isaiah 43:6-7 says, "Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." So what does that actually mean? How can you and I glorify God? Well, we can do it by praising him, by worshiping him, by proclaiming his greatness, by doing his will. Each of us must do these things in our own unique way because he has different specific things he wants us to accomplish. You say, "Steve, how do you know that?" Well, because of the following verses. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11 says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice or gives a word of wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge or gives a word of knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages or in various tongues, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. So, beloved, God gifts each of us differently because He has a different specific will for each of us. That's one of the greatest things in the believer's life, discovering his or her gifts. And that is an entirely different discussion. For now, it's enough to remember that despite outward circumstances, God is always worthy of praise. And please, beloved, always remember that He has a purpose for you. You are incredibly important to God. What do you think? I'd love to know. Go to the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E203, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and let me know what you're thinking. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs chapter 13.
Boost!
I have to share this comment I got today from Cindy Gardner. She wrote, "Hi Steve, my son Andrew gifted me an executive producer for show 202 today. I've been meaning to contact you to say thank you for this podcast. Last August, he asked me if I would commit to listening to this podcast he heard about on No Agenda. I was already doing a read through the Bible in a year plan, but I agreed. Can you ever really have too much of God's Word? We have listened faithfully every day. I really enjoy your comments on the reading of the day, and I love the church history section. Thank you for being faithful to what God has called you to do. I wanted you to know you are building God's kingdom. My heart was already full today as I'm a children's ministry director, and this was our missions week. I've spent the past 4 days with people I only get to see in person once a year. Then I ended up driving down the freeway, crying like a baby as I heard the end of your show. God is so good to me. I probably won't get to meet you on this side of heaven, but I will look forward to meeting you on the other side." She signed, Cindy. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for that email. You really made my day. I appreciate it. Thank you. And having been a children's ministry director myself, I'll pray for you, because that truly is a calling. Thank you, sister, for your service to God's kingdom. God bless you. On this date in church history, March 23rd, 1729, Johann Sebastian Bach's St. Matthew Passion was performed for the first time in Leipzig, Germany. Today, the oratorio is considered one of the most sublime masterpieces in Western music. From its score comes the haunting Good Friday hymn, "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded."
O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, thou scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory!
That was from Scott Crippain's Hymns album. I'll have a video of the song on the show notes page. Scott Crippain is an enormously talented singer and songwriter. I've played his music for many years with his permission on the LifeSpring podcasts. And in addition to the honor of appearing on my podcasts, listen to this from his website, scottcrippain.com. Scott Crippain is an Emmy-nominated songwriter and producer based in the Seattle area. With 16 number ones, 22 other top 10 singles, and over 500 songs recorded, Scott has enjoyed a productive career with success in multiple genres. His songs have appeared on releases by Demi Lovato, Bebe Rexha, is that how you say that? Jordan Sparks, Smash Mouth, Kool & the Gang, Cutlass, and Joy Williams of the Civil Wars, among others. In addition to having various songs used in films, Scott also penned the theme song for the Nick Jr. hit series Paw Patrol and has song placements on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Netflix, MTV, VH1, Disney, and the Lifespring podcast. No, I added that. Disney and more. So yeah, there's talent for you. And on this date in church history, March 23rd, 1812, Stephen R. Riggs was born. He was a missionary for the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions to the Dakota Indians from 1837 to 1883. He translated the Dakota language into writing, he prepared a Dakota dictionary, and translated most of the Bible into the Dakota language. Wow. So we know what his spiritual gift was, don't we? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, help us to remember to praise you in the good times and the bad. You truly are worthy of our worship at all times. And even in the hard times, you're worthy. You use those times to strengthen us and grow our faith. And Lord, show us the specific purpose you have for each one of us. Help us to accomplish what you have in mind for us. Holy Spirit, speak to us and guide us as we seek your direction. Help us to hear your voice. Bless us today, Lord, and as Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, enlarge our territories. Let us do great things for your glory, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise you want to share, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and you'll find a form there to fill out. Easy peasy. Have you shared the show today? Come on, you can do it. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E203. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And if the Lifespring Family Audio Bible is one of the highlights of your day, please go to lifespringmedia.com/support and donate. Pray about it and do as the Lord leads. lifespringmedia.com/support. And by the way, for those of you who send sats my way as you listen to the show on one of those shiny, new, modern, up-to-date, and downright cool podcasting 2.0 apps that all the cool kids are using today, thank you. I see the sats coming in, and I appreciate it. God bless you. And if you haven't gotten one of those awesome new apps, what are you waiting for? Go to newpodcastapps.com and try one out. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. I love hanging with you. Bye.